So Jim, can you tell me about your work at Lanyon as a jackaroo? What did you do in the mornings and sort of throughout the day? What was the general kind of routine of jobs you did?
Well, the well, first thing in the morning, the manager would get all the jackaroos together and give them a day's work, really. And first of all, of course, you'd have to go and get your horse and give him a clean down, a groom, as they say. Groom him down and get him looking good, and then you saddle up your horse, and that is if he gave you a job that needed a horse. And say, for instance, I had a job one day, and I had to go and muster the sheep in Little Monk
Yeah,
paddock.
paddock, yes.
A little Monk paddock, very steep, both sides of Monk. I took my dog with me and let him do the work. Anyway, the dog would he'd go around and muster all the sheep, and I'd stand at the gate and count the sheep to see if we hadn't lost any, and move in wherever the manager wanted. If we weren't doing any mustering, we'd go around and check the fences
What were you checking the fences for?
to see if they had any holes in them that the sheep could get through. And another thing with fields, he always made his property weed free. And so now and again, we'd all get together and get a couple of hose and go around the paddocks and chop out the weeds.
Ah, so a hoe is like a gardening tool that you dig the weeds out with. Which job did you prefer, the sheep or the weed digging?
Oh, the sheep. And other times we'd have to get the sheep in the sheep shed, and the sheep, what about? We might have to crutch the sheep because the flies would get to them.
And did you
And
shear or crutch the sheep, or did someone else do that job?
we'd do that job. We didn't do the main shearing though. But when the main shearing was on, we'd have to help them. We'd do all the little odd jobs that had to be done.
And did you stop for lunch, Jim?
Oh yes. We took lunch with us if we were going away from the homestead.
How did you carry the lunch?
In the saddlebag on the saddle, and we'd boil. We had what they call a quart pot, and we used to boil it and boil a cup of tea. And
So you would
so
make a
we,
campfire out
yeah,
in the paddock?
make a fire out and.
And what time of day did your working day start about, Jim? Do you remember?
Well, we'd start about 7. We'd get up around about 6 and have breakfast, and it really wasn't a set time that you would knock off. You more or less knock off when your job was finished.
And you mentioned, Jim, that the manager would talk to you at the beginning of the day about the jobs needing doing. What was the manager's name?
The first one was Jimmy Martin, and then there was a gentleman by the name of Litchfield. I think it was Litchfield. And then Mr. Edwards came, and he lived in that cottage.
Right,
That
in
was
that
the manager's
photograph.
cottage.
Thank you very much, Jim. Is there anything else you can tell me about your time as a jackaroo? The
old cream man.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. That was really interesting, and I enjoyed hearing about your job working at Lanyon as a jackaroo. Thank you.
Thank you.